Berkowitz, Representative. Morgan, Representative Jewell, Representative Coyne, Speaker Porter, Representative McGuire, and myself. We're all here. We have two matters to take up. Senate Bill 133 will be the first issue, and then we'll turn to Senate Bill 210. Do we have anyone from the Office of the Sponsor for Senate Bill 133 here? Please. Hans, and we will be working off the finance version and not the committee substitute that was provided to the members.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Hans Neidig, aide to Senator Green. I wasn't prepared to really make any statements about the bill. It's gone through a very thorough process, as everybody here is well aware. I would just offer myself to answer questions.
There has been an amendment offered. Have you had a chance to look at that?
I have not seen the final copy of the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I have a Rule CS in my packet.
Right behind
us. Right behind us. Rule CS should be the finance version. So we are not working off the Rules CS. Any questions for Hans? Representative Bundy. An amendment that has your name on it.
Yes, I would encourage the committee to address, two amendments there, I believe, address the amendments. The goal has been right along, as I think the previous speaker indicated, to be fair and consistent in our attempt to have high standards, encourage children to leave high school well-prepared, but not be unfair and unduly punitive to anyone who suffers or has the opportunity for any disability or learning challenge. And I think that the amendment that you have before you that allows children with IEPs to take the competency test with or without any accommodations that they might require, then if their IEP team feels appropriate, to go on and have a modified or an alternative test. The addition that you have before you would simply say that if this is advisable, then the Department of Education would have an opportunity to review that modification and offer their advice. They are not allowed to veto that modification because that is strictly by federal law the purview of the IEP team. But they can offer counsel and advice if it is, or simply say, yes, this appears to be a good idea. Gives, as I said, an opportunity for another set of eyes to take a look at the issue, and most of our projects gain some value from that. There's a second amendment that I could speak to at this point, or let you address this one.
And why don't we address amendment number? Just call that the Ford X.4 amendment number one, and we'll have we'll call that the McGuire amendment. Are there questions, Representative Bundy, on that amendment? Con, you've worked this out with the sponsor of the bill, and she's in agreement?
Well, I think that would be probably, I wouldn't want to speak for the sponsor of the bill. I know we both are concerned about special ed students and those who have learning disabilities, but, and this, the language in the bill reflects, I believe, the language, and again, I want to be real cautious about speaking for someone else, the language that was offered in finance that I think reflected what the sponsor wanted. The only addition is that the department has a chance to review the alternative assessment or the modification.
Okay. Questions for Representative Bundy? Seeing or hearing none, then is there anyone else here from the department that wishes to testify on the amendment or the main portion of the bill? Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to testify on Senate Bill 133? Hans?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say that the sponsor is okay with the amendment X.4.
Now, that was my understanding in talking with the sponsor's office, and my staff had some discussion with the office this morning. Representative Porter?
With that in mind, I would move we adopt amendment number 1, X.4.
Okay, there's a motion to adopt amendment number 1. Is there objection? Seeing or hearing none, then we've adopted amendment number 1, which brings us to amendment number 2, which looks like all that does is it removes the endorsement.
Yes, there was a provision there that would provide for endorsements, and again, different points of view on this. My concern was that it singled out special ed students. Department had said that they didn't feel it was illegal, but I might be unethical then. And what the endorsements would do is that it separates special ed students into two categories: those that receive their diploma with accommodations would receive endorsements. They would get marked on their diploma which sections they passed. Those that used modifications wouldn't get endorsements. And to argue for the endorsements, you say, well, maybe this would encourage people who were receiving modifications to not use the modifications and attempt to take the test with just accommodations. And that's a laudable goal, but I'm concerned that it is stigmatizing, if you will, or dividing the special ed students and pointing them out as something a little bit different. And while maybe it passes the legal test, I'm not sure that's where somewhere we want to go. It really didn't focus on the main issue of being fair and consistent in our testing to not penalize special ed kids, but hold the expectation out to them that they could achieve to the best of their abilities. I've had a considerable conversation with Representative Guess, and she may have something to add to that view, if you wish.
The chair recognizes Representative Guess.
I think Representative Bunny explained the issue very well. It is a trade-off on motivation versus you got 2 stars versus 3, and whether or not you remind a child that they have a disability on the transcript or diploma. Both are.
Further questions for Representative Bundy on amendment number 2, which is X.5. Seeing none, thank you, Con. I guess I would ask the sponsor staff if he would like to comment on amendment number 2.
Like to comment. Mr. Chairman, for the record again, Hans Nettig, aide to Senator Green. As the previous speakers have noted, this is a policy issue you could really go either way on. The Senate chose to go with the endorsement language. They believed that it was an incentive to get everybody who might go with a waiver language or the IEP students to achieve that next highest level to try to receive the endorsements on their diploma. With that, I really have nothing else to add. I'd try to answer any questions you might have about that.
Questions for Hans? Seeing none. Is there anyone else from the department or anyone else in the room that would like to make a comment on amendment number two. Seeing, hearing none, it's wishes of the committee on amendment number 2.
Mr.
Representative McGuire.
I'll move it.
Okay.
I move amendment number 2.
Amendment number 2 has been moved. Is there objection? Seeing, hearing none. Amendment number 2 has been adopted. That brings us back to amendment number 3. Con, do you have amendment number 3?
No, sir. Yes, just a small title amendment.
Yeah.
There will be a title amendment required, and we'll do a resolution. We'll close public debate on Senate Bill 133.
Open up. Brief at ease, Mr. Chairman.
Brief at ease. Speaker Porter.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move from committee substitute for SB 133 finance as amended with individual recommendations and fiscal notes as attached.
Okay, the motion is move Senate Bill 133 as amended with individual recommendations, company and finance fiscal notes. Finally, are there objections? Seeing or hearing none, then it is finally moved. Thank you. Turns this now Senate Bill 210. You want to just take recess and take a at this point, the chair will take a recess to the call of the chair. We'll give ample notice when we try to get back to reconvene. We'll recess at 9:18.